Hello, hello, and welcome to the happy hour. I hope you've been having a wonderful week so far, and I'm happy that you've decided to spend a part of your wonderful weekend with me. This is DeAndra Cartwright. You are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9, and this is the happy hour. For those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, the happy hour is 1 hour of just pure positivity, talking with individuals and groups all around the Bahamas and Bahamians around the world about the goodness that exists, because we hear so much about the negative things that are happening all around us, but we don't hear enough about the goodness. And so that's what this show is about, and I'm very happy to have this platform. And I know I keep saying happy because that's what it is. I'm full of joy that I get to be able to do this every Saturday. We are fresh out celebrating our 1 year anniversary on the air. Even though, you know, y'all who know me for a while, y'all know I've been doing the Saturday program and from when Guardian started in 2012. So I'm just greatly appreciative of the opportunity to be able to do this for an hour just to talk about good stuff. So I start the show every Saturday talking about activities that are ongoing. But I do, unfortunately, I'm going to start on a somber note today because I want to express my sincere condolences to the family of a young Long Islander who tragically lost his life this week up home in a vehicular accident that's still being investigated. I want to give my sympathies to the family of young Amare. He was only 16 years old and grade, about to graduate actually, North Long Island High. His family, his friends, on a tragic loss. He was a very mannerly young man, very full of energy, had plans for the future and everything like that. So it is a loss that's being felt deeply within the Long Island community. So I just wanted to share that and share my feelings with everybody at home for what they're feeling. Speaking about at home, because Long Island has been going through it because there was an accident last weekend. Young Kyle Harding, and he's in grade 11, was involved in a car accident again and is asking for blood donations. So if you can do so. And then we have a college friend of mine, Jamila Charity. She's a nurse, also asking for blood. If you are able to give blood, as well as to Enzel Knowles, also of Long Island. And all of these donations would be made to the PMH Blood Bank that's open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, First Terrace, Centerville. If you're able to give blood, because I believe the blood bank is also running and their own independent blood drive campaign, they are in deep need of blood. So if you are able to donate this life-giving source, please consider doing so. There is a long list of folks that require blood. Another family friend, Natasia Ramming. She's at Doctor's Hospital, Collins Avenue, Monday to Friday, 9 to 7 p.m. at that blood bank. So if you can, please consider giving to those individuals that I've named, or generally speaking, if you can. Now going on to other activities, I want to say a special congratulations to the Nassau City Singers, and this is a newly formed group. They are less than 3 months old officially under the directorship of Mr. Ashley Knowles. They had their inaugural concert last night at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Kirk, and they featured the Bahamas National Children's Choir. It's such a beautiful event. I love music. I like Christmas time. So it was a beautiful blend of activities right there. So I want to say again, special congratulations. From what I understand from the group, they are a group of singers that are from all walks of life. They are from all walks of life, and they are intending to grow together. So I'm not a formal musician. I do sing in choirs, but I'm not a formal musician to say that I understand exactly what that means. But it just sounds like they're going to spend a lot of time together as they grow in their craft. So I've known Ashley since he was inside college, when we were in college together, and he has been all about music for a very long time. He is a student of the late Audrey Dean Wright. So seeing this group of persons come together, really just showcase their talent, but also have the opportunity to grow together, it's just a brilliant opportunity. And I would encourage you to please follow the group. They've been doing they've been doing some great things and they will continue to do so. Speaking about events that are happening, there is a lot of Christmas things happening, Christmas events, and persons and people and groups that you can support. Now, y'all know Junkanoo coming up, right? My guests just walk in the studio. They're having some pre-Junkanoo activities, and I can't wait to talk about it because they have music. So even if you're not doing actual concerts, if you're not attending the actual parade, they have concerts. They're going to bring all the music. So we brought in the expert. He's going to talk to us about that. But before we jump into there, because they have a slate of activities, I don't know if I have enough time, but I'll be able to sleep to attend all of these things. And I believe it's for this beautiful word called FREE. I think so, but they could tell me for sure. Happening tomorrow, the Festival of Lights and Music at the Church of the Most Holy Trinity. That's in Stapleton Gardens. It's free admission. Their Festival of Lights and Music is exactly what it sounds like. It's music with light displays. So, you know, like how we drive around this island looking for people who have beautiful light setups, like Christmas lights and things like that. Well, they deck out the entire church area on the outside. They have vendors and things like that, and it's completely free. So that starts at 6 o'clock. That's tomorrow, the 21st. What's happening tonight? And I would love if the persons who are in charge of this group, if y'all could put me on y'all mailing list, because I don't understand how I don't hear so much about what y'all is be doing. And it's such a beautiful group of young persons. So happening tonight, and I remember talking with some folks about this last night so I could, you know, share with them the different activities going up. The Bahamas National Youth Orchestra, another group that I've been following since inception, they're actually having their concert tonight. And it's going to be jazz of all things, right? I just love that jazz Christmas. So the Bahamas National Youth Orchestra presents a jazzy Christmas with guest artists Cade McCartney, Rosemary Hanna, Andrew Albury. That's going to be starting at 7 o'clock at St. Joseph's Parish Hall right there on Boyd Road. Entry is $25. The Bahamas National Youth Orchestra is a group of young people who are learning, training how to play the traditional orchestra instruments. And so you get to see little kids, like they literally have violin one, like the tiniest violin players as well. In addition to the teenagers. So it's a good mix of young people learning and practicing their craft, and they're under expert leadership. Persons such as Nathan Lightborn, I believe, is involved in it. Persons such as Cameron Pratt are involved with it. And these are two individuals that I personally know are amazing, again, at their craft. Also happening tomorrow evening, Christchurch Cathedral is presenting its Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. It will start also at 6 o'clock. This is my purse. I just want to know, y'all Anglican people, and I Anglicans, so I could talk to y'all like this. Why we do this? Why we scheduling two events, big events at the same time? Why y'all doing this to me, man? But we can make it work. So Christchurch Cathedral is having their Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. So listen to this lineup, because they're serious about this. They're having the Highgrove Singers, the UB Chamber Singers, the Cathedral Festival Brass. They're having Adrian Archer, Paul Jones, Dr. Paul Jones, Dr. Sparkman's Ferguson, Miss Catherine Jirhaki, I think that's how you say that, Miss Lynn Smith. The music that they're going to be featuring, and this is where those, I know y'all can get excited just like me. They're going to be featuring the music of Sir David Wilcox, Ronald Kaufman, H.C. Stewart, Elaine Hagenberg, Andrew Carter, Kyle Peterson, Sir John Butter, Gustav Holst, Andre Thomas, David Danner, not Banner for my millennial people, Eric Whittaker, Rosefane Powell, Martin Lorenzen, and T.L. Victoria. That is a stellar lineup of music. That is like across the board. So if you have time, and if you're desirous to do so, please join. Another thing that's happening on Sunday, three things happening on Sunday. I'm not telling you which all to go to, but these are just options. Glory, a Christmas concert with Amber Lane. And if you recall, we've had, I think, Amber on with us at one point before to talk about one of the plays that she was involved in. So this is going to be a soul-stirring blend of jazz, classical, and gospel wrapped in the wonder of Christmas, happening at 7:30 at the Black Box Theater. So that's at the Dundas Center for the Performing Arts. So if you go at 6:30, you get the VIP experience. That's $100, but general admission is $45, and you're going to be seated by 7:15. I'm looking right here, and proceeds don't go anywhere. Sorry, I thought I saw something. It doesn't. Then we have the Central Drive Collective. This is a free ting. We like free tings. A Jazzy Christmas, Jazz on the Patio at Avery's. That's the 23rd of December, featuring the Central Drive Collective, who, as we all know, is a beautiful group of persons. And I will say for the last thing on my list, because there's a lot of things happening, this is your almost 1 month notice that on Saturday, the 31st of January, 2026, midnight moonlight, a night in silhouette, the Red Cross Ball is happening. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, there is still time. You can go and listen, buy somebody one of them tickets for Christmas. You're contributing to amazing cause because the Red Cross does work in and around this country on every island every single day. And so give the gift of love to the Red Cross this Christmas and buy yourself a ticket and come on and carry on by to the best ball of them all. And yes, I have a bias because I own a committee. But yeah. So those are all of the events that I have. If there are any others that are coming up, please feel free to send them. We'll put them on our pages. This is the last show of 2025. So I won't be able to say anything until the new year. But I always do this every single show. Without further ado, because we want to jump right in, because I feel like we're not going to have enough time to talk about all of the good stuff that are happening. And I don't know if he's going to talk to me about every single thing that's going on. And if not, I'm just going to touch on those things. They're having an ecumenical service and gospel fest happening tomorrow at 4:30. That sounds like y'all could go right there and walk over the hill to the cathedral one time, and you just have music back to back to back. But I feel like we may be stuck, and we could stay at that gospel fest, because some of these people y'all have lined up, man, I feel like we'd be out there inside the spirit for a very long time, man. I know people who know me, y'all know I ain't looking right, but what y'all don't know is that I was brought up in Church of God as well. So I know how to do the double clap and I could run across the floor and I had my prayers moment. And I did that all over the world. I want you to believe that. So joining me in studio is somebody who I look up to. He is a communications extraordinaire. He is a college classmate, a wonderful friend, a boss on another committee that I work on, you know, but he is the one and only Travis Edgecombe, and he's here to talk to us about the events that are happening tomorrow. And I don't know if you're going to talk to us about any of the other events, or is it just tomorrow? Just tomorrow. Okay. So I will let you introduce yourself, and then what I'll do is just go over the other events happening, and then we'll come back to this, if that makes sense.
That's cool.
Okay, great. Wonderful. So joining me again is Travis Edgecombe. So Travis, tell us about yourself. Who is Travis?
I mean, you said it all. Yeah, but my name is Travis Edgecombe, and I am someone that loves to produce events. I'm in PR. I do a lot of PR for civic organizations, such as the Ethan S. Bain Environmental Health Foundation, the Bahamas Red Cross, and a few other clients that I have. I am also a background vocalist for most of the gospel artists, and I sing specifically for Edison Sumner and Voices of Praise. Shout out to them. And I am excited about tomorrow's event, which is the Gospel Fest that is put on by the National Drunk Canoe Committee. And they have entrusted me to produce this event tomorrow, which will be an ecumenical service and also a gospel fest, following after that. So we have a time of unity. Because as you know, we have a lot of activities that have been going on for Junk Canoe and in this Junk Canoe season. So right now we are preparing to a day of reverence, a day of prayer. We're calling for unity, we're calling for love, and we want the Christmas cheer to spread. And without the Christmas cheer and the Christmas season, what is it without Jesus Christ? So we believe that he is the reason for the season, and we are excited to celebrate him through this ecumenical service and also this gospel fest that we have coming up tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 p.m. off of Bay Street at the Bahamas Printing Grounds.
Listen, I want y'all to know, I love the fact, because I know you're the professional, but I'm the radio person, so I'm going to say it. I don't think you can say it, but I'm going to say it. We've been having some trials and tribulation with Junk Canoe people. And I am just so happy that people's like, you know what?
Yeah, we're going to come to Jesus moment. We need to come to Jesus moment.
Yeah. Since the courts can't figure it out, since the different groups can't figure it out, let's take it to Jesus. And let's start this season out officially through the grace of God. Because at the end of the day, we could all be war and fighting. Junk Canoe's beatings It's a cultural expression.
Yes.
And individuals put in so much work for these two occasions, Boxing Day and New Year's. And I feel like with everything that we do inside this country, as a good Christian people that we call ourselves, starting it out right just seems appropriate. And by right, I mean we go to God and be like, hey, we know that we've been having some issues. Help us with that. Let's relieve our burdens for God and bless these things coming up.
Yeah.
Because when I start to carry on bad inside them seats that I go on and put, I think I front and center, I can't wait. Yeah. I know which, I was asking my baby sister because she says she's a valley girl. I say, which valley? Which one? She can't ask me. She told me, say, you know, I's a valley all around. But I was like, okay, you's a valley all around. But I mean, though, I mean, which group? Because at the end of the day, and of course, she's still a teenager, right? She doesn't, the fights that are going on, she doesn't appreciate those fully, like for what they are, because they are legal battles, right? All she knows is that this is a group that she's been following since she was a literal child that she supports and she just wants to see do well, no matter how they are presented. And I was like, the childlike wonder that we can have for Junkanoo can also be celebrated and blessed through something like the ecumenical service and the fest that's happening tomorrow. And I think it's just a beautiful way to kick off the season. So, and I have a beautiful lineup. Because they, I want y'all to believe, they bringing out all the bishops. But I can let Travis could talk to me about all of the... Because when I look at this, I was like, my Lord, we could be out there getting blessings. Somebody could catch a spirit. I ain't going to say who, but we know somebody can catch it. But before Travis gets into the details, I just wanted to give a shout out as in to say what they have all been doing leading up to this day. So on the 18th, right, they had a Junkanoo rush out in Pompey Square. They also did the same thing on the 19th. So this has been back to back to back. And they're also doing it, ironically, they're doing it right now. And that's happening at Rawson Square. So we missing a Travis hit because we got to talk about this thing on the radio. So if you're passing or have the opportunity to go downtown, you can go downtown right now. And there's a whole Junkanoo rush out happening. They also did that at 11 o'clock this morning because on each of these occasions, on the 18th and the 19th, they also did it earlier in the day. So it's at 12 o'clock in the day and then at 4 o'clock. Today was at 11 a.m. Now it's at 3 p.m. And then tomorrow we have all the good stuff going on. And it's a very impressive lineup. I just trying to figure out. So should I bring my holy oil and my holy water or is that going to be provided?
Whatever you need, bring it all? Whatever you need to release out there. That Gospel Fest got it for you. Listen, and in that ecumenical service.
Boy, see, I want us to talk about that. Because see, Travis, I don't know if the people know. But you saved, sanctified, and glorified. Right? And so who best to talk about these things and to organize these things and somebody who lives this life. Like, you legit, this is you. And I don't think they could have found a better person. So shout out to the NJC for putting you in this place because you know what you would be doing and you don't, this isn't pomp and pageantry. You literally believe in this, right?
Yes.
So I want you to talk to me now. Tell me what's happening tomorrow. Where do we start from? When I park my car, what's going to happen? And then tell me who all's going to be there. And I want us to start from the top.
So from the top, the event starts at 4:30 and we're going to start off with a bank. We have the Bahamas Brass Band. That's going to start.
To be clear, the Bahamas Brass Band, that's Church of God, right?
That's right. That prophecy.
That's the Benavides them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, here we go. We're starting off strong.
So like you're coming out. And then after that, we transition into the ecumenical service.
Okay.
So we have a background vocalist. Shout out to them who've been working really hard in rehearsals. And okay. To the J Groove Band as well.
Okay, okay.
Who's going to be providing the music
okay.
for the ecumenical service and also for the Gospel Fest.
Okay.
And then we also have a few of the clergies from various denominations that would be able to that'll be doing prayers.
Okay.
That'll be doing Old Testament readings.
Okay.
New Testament readings and the Gospel readings. We also have songs of praise. We have Christmas carols that you are familiar with and refrains from those carols that you'll hear. And trust me, you're going to get the whole shebang. So everyone from every denomination, you will be very, very blessed by this ecumenical service. And then following that, at 6 o'clock, we are having a gospel fest. Now, look, listen.
Listen. I see all the concerts there, but I want to backtrack just a little bit if you let me. What all ministers come in there? Because I know we can get, if this is like, because, you know, we hear about the Ecumenical Service for Independence.
Yeah.
And I know we get all the prayers during Independence, but this sounds like we taking all the prayers at the back end of the year to say that we survived 2025 and we about to bless 2026 and the biggest event of 2025, which is Junkanoo. So who all could be out there praying for us?
So basically we have Pastor Vaughn Cash.
Okay.
He's someone that's going to be out there as well. We also have Bishop Deanza Cunningham.
Okay.
That is also one of the clergy that will be out there as well. And there are a few more that are going to be out there tomorrow. And we're excited. We've already had a meeting with them. And Pastor Eileen Johnson, she's going to be our moderator for the ecumenical service. So she's fired up and ready to go for tomorrow. And we want everyone to come out to this service because it's a time we need it, the prayers are needed.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Yes.
The prayers are needed. And this is something that I think was a great idea on behalf of the National Junkanoo Committee, where they were able to unify all denominations. You really don't see that during the Junkanoo season. You just have the Junkanoo parades. Mm-hmm. But they decided to do something different, and they decided to move different by incorporating the gospel diaspora, to say. And also we are happy that all of them have said yes, they've committed to it, and we're also happy that the gospel artists and the gospel industry has allowed to say yes as well, because, you know, during this time it's busy, everybody's with their families, they're celebrating, but because of the cause and what it's for, a lot of people decided to say, yeah, I'll come out and I'll do it.
I love that. Now, you say after the prayers we're going to get started, with the actual fest itself.
Yes.
I thought I saw there was like two pages, more than 20 names on there. Like we bringing in Monday.
Listen to me. the event starts at 6:00 and you don't have to worry. If you have another event that you need to catch, you can catch that event. We're looking to go no later than 8:00 from 6 to 8:00.
No, but this all them names you got listed.
Listen to me. This is going to be a good gospel fest.
Uh-huh.
But I believe we're not going to keep you all night. We're not going
to
keep you
all
night.
It ain't a bad thing if you all decide to keep us all night. ladies and gentlemen, on that list I saw, there's about 30 names of people who are coming on that stage. But tell us, who all going to be blasting that stage for us?
So, of course, you know, we cannot have an event without bringing in Bishop Simeon Outen from Grand Bahama.
Oh.
Who's going to be coming in.
Okay.
We also have, you know, the infamous Bishop Lawrence Roll.
Listen, when I saw that name on there, I was like, okay, all right, we going. Because, you know, he's a TikTok superstar.
Yes. And you know what? We wanted to feature all ages.
Okay.
That's good. We have the Church of God of Prophecy National Children's Choir.
Aww.
That's going to be coming. So the kids are going to be coming out as well, and they're going to start things off.
It got to be before the bedtime.
We also have Shabak. That's also going to be out there.
Y'all got Shabak to come out?
Shabak is coming out there tomorrow evening.
Sorry, you said this for free, right?
And it's absolutely free.
Man, y'all know Shabak be performing. We got to go put out a mortgage payment for that, you know.
We also have Joyne Gibson. We also have Colin Christopher. We also have Edison Sumner and Voices of Praise. We'll be singing out there as well. We also have Oslin Jador. He's also going to be out there as well. We also have Kingdom My Ministries International. Shout out to my friend, Tavari Smith.
I haven't seen them in so long. And Tavari is a friend of mine.
Yes.
Very passionate ministry and whatnot. And like, I feel like when they perform, you can feel the spirit and the message coming through their performance.
Yes.
Okay, this is fabulous. Okay.
And then
Travis?
Oh, yes, there's more. We also have the Tabernacle Concert Choir, which is out of Church of God of Prophecy, and they're coming to do their thing, and they're also going to do a special tribute to a musician that recently passed from their ministry. His name was Mr. Derek Moss.
Oh,
so
yes,
they're going
to
be honoring him at this event tomorrow. So we have a stellar lineup that's going to feature some of the top gospel artists here in the Bahamas, and we are excited. They are ready to go. We've been rehearsing late hours, 10 p.m. in the night. We were at rehearsal, leaving rehearsals 12:00 in the morning, just to make sure that this is something that we put on well, not just for the Bahamas, but also for the one who we're doing it for, which is the Almighty God.
Listen, when I... Ooh, this sounds great. Listen, I got to rearrange some of my plans because I think I need to catch all of this.
Yes.
It's free.
Where can you get a stellar lineup like this and it's absolutely free?
But you hear what I say about Shabaki. I was like, you don't know how much money you got to put down for a concert. And you get this for free. And also Bishop Lawrence Rule. It's a stellar lineup. Like, again, across the board, this is an amazing group of persons that are coming together to give glory to God ahead of the Junkanoo season. Now, speaking about Junkanoo, and this is an NJC event, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Junkanoo group's going to be out there?
I pray so.
Okay.
I pray that all of them come out from the Valley to the Saxons, to the one family, to the other valley, mm-hmm. to whatever valley. All of the Junkanoo groups, roots, we want everyone to come out. Music makers, we want all of them to come out. We want them to be a part. We want them to be a part of this because we want to unify all of the Junkanoo groups. Although you have your own choice of Junkanoo groups, we want on this day, we want everyone to come together in unity and in prayer mm-hmm. and in celebration as well.
This will be, and of course, the B category because I hear you call colors. Yeah.
Colors? No, Mr. Justilian, no, I love colors. He knows I love colors. So the B categories, A categories, whatever category you're in, we want
even
you
the
to come out.
Groups,
even
the,
listen to me, we want everyone to come out on Bay Street. And it's not on Rawson Square, it's a little ways up, and it's in the Bahamas printing. I believe the printing grounds.
Okay, so
on the
right.
Left hand side.
Okay, so I can tell you how you say that in Bahamianese because Travis speaking proper. that's by the Hopper bus stop, right? So right across from Hopper's bus stop, right up in that area, right there.
Right.
Right. So that's where that could be. So if you're driving, go park your car on the road, and then just come walk up.
You want everyone to find a good parking space? You want everyone to be safe. You don't have to worry about your cars. Police presence will be there. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to come out and have a good time. We want the whole family to come. You know, we just don't want just adults. We want the whole family to come. Children. We want teenagers. We want millennials. We want Gen Zs. We want everyone to come and experience the ecumenical service and also the Gospel Fest as well.
Now, I love the fact that it's a family affair. Now, those of us, some people can't stand for long periods of time. So will there be chairs? Should I bring a chair? Should I bring a blanket? Like, how was the setup look
yes,
like?
Yes, there will be chairs.
Okay.
But if you come late, you may miss out on that chair. But with the praise that we're going to have going on, you won't even feel that you've been standing up long. That's how good the music is going to be tomorrow.
Listen, I already have it inside my head. I got to bring two hankies. Like, I had to have my towels.
Bring your flag, bring your napkin, bring whatever it is you need to swing and wave, shout, jump, praise, whatever it is. We want you to be there tomorrow.
And, you know, when we start praising, right? I ain't know about you, but I just need to have my bottle of water on.
Listen, when that engine start rolling tomorrow, mm-hmm. we don't stop. We keep going.
Mm-hmm.
We keep going.
So will we have fuel for the engine? Like, will there be food out there? Will there be drinks
yes,
out there?
Yes, there will
I
be vendors
purchase?
Out there for people to purchase food. If you get a little hungry, mm-hmm, vendors mm-hmm. will be out there for you to purchase food. So you could praise and eat your conch fritters. You could praise and eat your chicken wings. You could praise and eat your fries. You could praise and have your snow cone. You could praise and have your popcorn. Whatever it is that they will have out there for sale, mm-hmm, you could have an opportunity to eat and praise at the same time.
And you all had that. Where else we could find that? Be able to... have a good prayer session after we had a good prayer session. And then I could get my comforters inside my little snow cone. You know, I've been trying to find me one good snow cone for the longest, Travis. I think it sounds like I could find this out there tomorrow. All right, cool. Now, I just want to know, and I don't know if we spoke briefly about it,
uh-huh,
but I really want you to share with the public. Mm-hmm. Why did the NJC think that this was important and important to do before the parades?
I think it's been a quite controversial year for the Junkanoo industry. And, you know, I think it was very wise of them, from the committee standpoint, to come up with this idea, to have everyone come together. Because a lot of times you could hear a lot of noise, and sometimes you just need to stop and be still,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and allow the Lord to speak. Allow the Lord to bring us together in prayer because we are all one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody wants to be divided. Nobody wants controversy. Nobody wants any kind of, you know, disagreements in the Junkanoo season. Because to be honest, I believe in this season, this is where the majority of the Bahamian people come together.
Mm-hmm.
in a season where we are proud of our culture, we are proud of the music that we do, we are proud of Junkanoo. Everyone's in the shacks pasting and getting their costumes ready for the parade. So this is a time when everybody comes together. Families are coming together, whether they have their different Junkanoo groups that they pull for, but the families are united, they're coming together. So this event signifies unity. It signifies celebration. It signifies praise. It signifies gratefulness and thankfulness for the Lord bringing us this far to the end of 2025. And we're going to ask him to take us through into the new year. So this is something that everybody would want to be a part of. And it's absolutely free.
Now, that part right there, because, again, this is an amazing lineup. Why did they decide to do it for free and not charge the public?
I think when it comes to unity and based on what is that went on this entire year, you can't put a price on that. Mm. I don't think you could put a price on that. This is something that is desperately needed. So they took it upon themselves to bite the bullet, no matter the fee, and they decided to put on this event, this ecumenical service, a time of prayer, time of reflection, you know, a time of praise. And then after that, we have the gospel concert where the gospel artists are there to inspire. They are there to uplift. Because guess what? It's not even just about the Junkanoo. There are some people in the Junkanoo groups that may have a burden, they may have a need.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe this is something that can uplift their spirits, their hearts, before they get into the Junkanoo parade season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a very powerful point that you made there, Travis, because, you know, tis the season for celebrating, but it's also the season of emotional heaviness,
yes,
of burdens,
yes,
that we have been carrying all year or for many years. And it just seems as though a lot of that just weighs down on us during the holidays. And it seems as though the National Junkanoo Committee decided that this is an opportunity for not just those who are in Junkanoo themselves, but us as a people. Because we've been going through it all year. Like there's not one family in this country that has not felt tragedy directly or indirectly.
You are correct.
And to be able to come together like this, because Travis, we don't talk about the difficulties that we go through, the challenges that we experience. What is it that they? I always hear this phrase in church a lot. I don't look like what I've been through.
Yeah.
And those same persons that are in the shack pasting because they really love Junkanoo, we don't know what all they're going through.
Yeah.
And this is their outlet.
This is their outlet. And sometimes the shack is their outlet. Sometimes mm-hmm. the parade is their outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the parade is their only outlet for everything that they're going through. And we want them to come out tomorrow where they're able to know that, you know, everything is going to be all right. They're mm-hmm. not alone. There's someone that cares. God is there. And there's an artist that has a song, Colin Christopher. He has a song called Watch God Move that he's going to sing out there.
Okay.
And it speaks to the circumstances of what people are going through. And once you trust him, mm-hmm. watch God move. So, you know, each song from each of the artists signifies something wonderful that can speak to the issues or problems, tests, trials, burdens, whatever it is that you're going through. The gospel artist has a song that speaks to that. And we want everyone that attends the Gospel Fest tomorrow to leave uplifted, to leave that their burdens have been lifted. And we want them to feel at peace that everything is going to be all right once they leave. And they can go into the Junkanoo season excited, refreshed, and knowing that they can go into the new year refreshed and happy and you know, with God.
With God is such a powerful term. Now, I don't know if you can answer me this, but it just seems as though when we have events like this where we're uplifting spirits, sometimes, again, these burdens that we go through just become very overwhelming at that point in time. But it seems as though we may have a lot of religious leaders on hand, those who are trained in these areas. So.
Yes.
You know, they usually do altar calls at these sorts of events.
Correct.
And whatnot. So if there is an opportunity for that, will there be persons in place to be like, if you need somebody to talk to?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We have gospel artists that are equipped to do this. We also have clergies that will also stay to do this. So if there is a tugging where there is something that needs to be prayed for, there is a need or a person that comes in that needs to come to Christ, and that is the opportunity and the opportunity presents itself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, we will present that opportunity to anyone that comes out there and they want to come to know Christ. We have no problem with being a witness and offering that to them.
Oh, this just sounds like a all-around event, Travis. Oh, yes. My goodness. It's a perfect way to end your year, actually.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So is there anything that we haven't already said about this event that you'd want persons to know?
Come early. We want everyone to come early.
What is early now? Because, you know, okay, you so tell me it started.
So 4:30 it starts. So you would need to probably be there from 4 o'clock, 3:30.
Okay.
Find a good parking space. Uh-huh. Make sure you get yourself a seat and make sure you are comfortable wherever you are. You got a good seat where you can see the stage. You could make sure you give yourself enough room and space for you to walk through the aisles and dance through the aisles and praise through the aisles and worship through the aisles. We want everyone to come on time, but we want everyone to bring the family.
Okay.
If you don't have nothing to do tomorrow afternoon, come Bay Street. We want you to be there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I know you wasn't anticipating this, but seeing that I have you in my presence. Oh. Okay, I got you. All right. So Travis telling me, say he has to leave me. So. That's fine, because I was just going to ask me to tell me a little bit more about your professional side, the business. If people want to get in contact with Travis,
okay,
to manage their business.
I could do that. Yes, for sure. Edgy Management Bahamas is a company that I started in 2017. I was working for a particular insurance company that I won't mention.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord gave me a vision for it right in my cubicle. And I wrote the vision in 2017. And...
Habakkuk.
It just flowed through. It started off a little bit shaky because it's something scary. When you're starting something on your own as a vision, you are trying to figure out, okay, is this going to work? How am I going to do this? How am I going to start this?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has opened doors. He's connected me with the right people. I was able to start a Bahamas Gospel Music Awards show that started in 2021, and now it's in its fifth year. And we return in 2027. I also put on a lot of events, and I have a list of clients that's getting a little bit heavier now.
But mighty are the shoulders that can bear it.
Yes, that could bear it. heavier now in terms of the business that I have. And then I also manage gospel artists as well.
Okay.
Davey and Chase, E-Man, Antonio J. Thompson, Stephen Seaford Jr., Lillian Barrett, Leandria Smith, Edison Sumner and Voices of Praise. So my hands are full. And with the other projects that I have going on, it keeps me busy. But I'm humbled that the Lord has opened all of these doors. And I can't wait to see what he does in 2026.
And it sounds like even more doors will be opening. And speaking about doors, how can persons get in contact with you for Edgy Management?
So Edgy Management is available on Facebook and also on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you could contact me at edgymanagementbahamas@gmail.com or my contact 467-1936, 467-1936.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Travis Edgecombe talking to us about the Ecumenical Service and Gospel Fest that's happening tomorrow, starting at 4:30, but you want to be there on time, before the time, so 3:30 by 4, so you can get your seat, get your parking, happening right downtown across from the Hoffers store, so by the Hoffers bus stop by Government Printing, right downtown.
Yeah, right.
You're reading that box. You ain't gonna miss it.
No.
But you're gonna go find your box ahead of time.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. Always. I enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. Can't wait to come back.
Listen, you have so many things going on. We wouldn't mind for you to come back to talk to us about any one of those projects, because you're also involved, I think, in something that I helped with at your invitation, the Elevation Awards, right?
Yes, and that's coming up. I'm producing that for next year, March 21st.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
We are excited. Our honoree is Miss Therese Davis.
And she knows that?
And she does.
Okay.
So we are excited that she's going to be our Pioneer Award recipient.
Powerful.
At the Elevation Awards. And this year, they honored me and surprised me.
I was
as
there
the trailblazer for 2025. Listen to me. That was something.
Listen.
I did not expect that. They got me
so
good.
You were so shocked. You were so shocked.
They got me good. Because it's like, yo, this is not in the script.
No.
What are y'all doing?
Listen.
I was going out of my producer mind.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I was there. I was literally there. And 4K, Travis is on the stage and literally like, what are y'all doing? Before they announced the name part of it, he's like, what are y'all doing? This is not by script or whatnot like that. He's trying to play it off on the side of the stage, like all professional and everything. And they were like, none other than Travis Edgecombe. He was like,
my mouth dropped.
Like, literally it did. But you deserve it. You've been doing so much. And yes, the thing about it is, Travis, you are a selfless individual who is walking the talk. You don't just say what should be done or what could be done. You actually do it. And you're helping gospel artists. You're helping with the Christian events that are going on, but you're also helping nonprofits. Yeah. And that is just incredible. It's inspiring and it's encouraging. Ladies and gentlemen, we're always talking about what's going on with our young man. This is a young man right here who's been doing it since before 2017 and stepping in stride and positivity through the grace of God. Yeah. Now you're incredible. And we're looking forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you.
Can't Excellent. Wait. So again, this has been Travis Edgecombe with us. We're going to go to a break. Y'all don't leave me. We're going to be right back after this.
The show, you can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
As an athlete, I've learned that success isn't built on extras. It's built on the essentials. Strength, discipline, smart choices. That's why I'm proud to partner with Bahama Health to introduce Essential 300, a comprehensive health insurance plan that's all about covering what truly matters. Essential 300 is Bahama Health's most affordable major medical plan for groups and individuals. It offers access to a specialized network of care with essential benefits like preventative services, because real strength starts with staying healthy. You may not be training for a race, but everyone deserves strong and affordable coverage with Essential 300. With Bahama Health, you can feel good about your health plan and protect what truly matters, your health.
For more information, call 396-1350 or visit www.bahamahealth.com.
It's a holly frosty Christmas with Wendy's and Coca-Cola. This holiday season, you can turn every meal you upgrade into a chance to win. Purchase any large premium combo like a juicy Dave single or delicious Asiago Ranch chicken sandwich for your chance to win cash, tech prizes, gift cards, and more. So visit your neighborhood Wendy's, where great tasting food meets holiday magic. Rules and restrictions apply.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Your ambition deserves the right foundation. Build it with the Sagicor Cahill School of Business and Management, University of the West Indies Cahill Campus. At SCHSBM, we push past limits to unlock success. Whether you're starting with an undergraduate degree or advancing with postgraduate studies, your journey begins with a commitment to continuous growth and development. Apply now and redefine what is possible. Visit us at cahill.uwi.edu/SCHSBM to find the right program for you. You're one application away from success.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and you've been tuned into me for the last hour. We just had Travis Edgecombe on talking about tomorrow's ecumenical service and gospel fest that's happening at 4:30 downtown. And this is being put on by the National Junkanoo Committee, again, ahead of the major parades. They just saw that it was the perfect opportunity to bring people together in unity ahead of the parades, because the good Lord knows the Junkanoo community have been going through it. But as a country, we have been experiencing a lot. And I am happy that I have this time to just discuss or encourage folks. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I think that sometimes we may not give ourselves enough grace. I don't get the opportunity to talk so much like this when I'm on the Morning Blend, because that show goes very quickly. We're talking about the issues, but I'm happy to be able to do it on the Happy Hour. But even so, when I have guests, I'm not able to really dwell on this as much. So I'm happy that I get to end the final show, my final show for the year. For the Saturday show, I'll still be our Morning Blend on Monday. Just to say, we don't give ourselves enough grace as humans. We go through a lot on a daily basis. We fight battles that people don't know enough about. And sometimes we don't know enough about. The thing is that on any given day, the average Bahamian is experiencing so many things going on. Work can be heavy. Raising a family could be heavy. Even going to school can be heavy. And then you have things like death that occur in a family. You have things like losing a job. You have things like sickness occur. And I find that, you know, we have to be a little bit more intentional about remembering that it takes a village. And I know we always say that it takes a village to raise a child, but we need a village. As humans, we're built to be in group settings. And sometimes that can be a bit difficult. But we need to surround ourselves with persons who care about us, who truly want to learn us, know us, and support us. And that can be difficult, but it's not impossible. Going back to grace, we experience a lot, and sometimes we feel like what we go through may not be as major to other people as it appears to us. But if it is with folks who know us, who love us, they will actually care. They will actually want to be there with us and support us. And I find that it could be difficult to let persons in, but this is where trust comes in. Because going back to that grace thing, we are so hard on ourselves. Have you ever heard that quote that we are our own worst critic. I think that, and its studies show that we tend to extend grace and flexibility to others more so than ourselves. And I read this quote the other day, and it was along the lines of, do you treat yourself like you treat others? Do you give yourself grace as you give others? And the God honest truth is, I'm not sure if everybody can say that they do, because we tend to be so much more gracious with others than we are with ourselves. But imagine if we were that nice with ourselves. It starts from the beginning of the day. When we're talking about positive self-talk in the morning, do we really encourage ourselves? Like when we say good morning to others, we ask how they're doing. Did we ask ourselves, how are we doing? Did we analyze ourselves? Did we have that check-in with ourselves? Are we over what happened yesterday? Do we have a game plan for today? Do we feel happy today? Do we feel sad? Why do we feel sad? How can we go over these things? And sometimes it's helpful to have professional help with these types of conversations, you know, because we all need to have a talk, and don't get me started on mental health in this country. But I think, again, if we were as kind to ourselves as we are to others, then this world may look a little bit differently. And then speaking about being kind to others, and I was reading up on a particular story online, and they're saying that empathy has decreased in the human population and how we treat other people. This is such a sad state of affairs, but when you look around at it, are we truly nice to others? Are we nice to ourselves? Are we nice to the people who love us? Do we actually look at our behaviors and how that impacts other persons? How does it impact ourselves? Now, some of us can be also, it's everybody else's problem, not ours. That means we need to do a little bit more self-reflection there, right? And as I speak to you all, I'm speaking to myself. Because in some cases, we know what needs to get done and we simply don't do it. And sometimes it just feels hard. But if you break down your steps, and I know a lot of us are going to be going through, let's set the goals for 2026. Let's make sure that we analyze what has happened in 2025. Where are those small wins? What did I accomplish that I hadn't done? And it doesn't need to be major things, because sometimes we may not have achieved those major milestones, but we have done something good. Surviving one day is an accomplishment, because you don't know what that one day entailed for you. It could have been your worst day on the job. It could have been something that happened with your family member and you both survived. And that is to be celebrated. And what you determine as a celebration can look completely different than somebody else. And that's okay, because our lives are not all similar. But going back to setting those goals for 2026. So we want to make sure, like when we look at how we're going to project 2026, when we're setting those goals, and we all hear about SMART goals at work. Let's try to see if those goals are smart. Are they realistic? Can they be achieved? Are they measurable? And then what are those terms of measurement? Now, when Travis was on earlier, y'all heard, he said that he had a vision for his company. And then he put it to this. This is a verse in Habakkuk. Put it into writing, make it so. Write it down. Writing is also a form of therapy as well. But when we write down what we want to accomplish, it gives us something tangible. It does something in our brains. And I wish I had the time to actually go into the studies that prove that. But when we start writing out the things that we want to do, then it becomes a little bit more intentional. And then our brains decides, okay, well, that needs to happen. Let's write out, what do we want to accomplish? Then we write out, how do we get there? And then we hold ourselves accountable for that. You have your weekly check-ins, your monthly check-ins, because nobody knows you better than you know yourself. And if you know you need help in particular areas, then find your accountability partner. I know we hear so much about that in the fitness world, right? When you have your accountability partner to be like, okay, let's go work out, let's go walk, let's go eat properly, whatnot like that. But you can have accountability partners in other spaces. Your accountability partner, I don't know why I'm so tongue-tied today, for finances. Maybe you have a certain goal you want to reach by the end of 2026. So you need to have an accountability partner for that. You want to Eat right. So you want to have an accountability partner for that. You want somebody who reminds you to have fun in life. And that leads me actually to another point that I wanted to say about balance. Because we put so much effort into work. We put so much effort into family. But do we put enough effort into having fun? To having a moment to breathe? To have no other demands on our time? For some people, that may actually be difficult. Remembering that we do not live the same lives. We are not the same persons. We do not have the same obligations. How are we able to find those moments of respite during the day, during the week, to just catch yourself? Maybe this is something we work towards. And it doesn't have to be extravagant because you don't need to have money to have fun. Because fun looks different to other people. But it's like, how are we intentional about just having a moment to ourselves? That could be as easy as just sitting down on a couch reading a book and you have nothing else in the world. This is your day to just be you. So as we all, you know, wrap up 2025 and we're looking over what we've accomplished and trying to line up what we want to do in 2026, let's be intentional about giving ourselves grace. We may not have achieved this, but we did do that, and that's to be celebrated. We want to do this in 2026, but how can we realistically get there? You don't want to set goals that are out of this world for just 1 year. You can set your out of the world goals because those can happen within a particular amount of time. So if you're not just doing it for 2026, you want to project for a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, 15-year plan. What does it take to get there? And then execute. Find your circle. Find your support. You can definitely do this. Whatever you put your mind to, you are capable of doing. And of course, I cannot end this show without saying, if you or another person, another group of persons that are doing great things inside this country, here in New Providence or in any other island or around the world, because we can reach you through technology, please reach out to me on any one of the pages. The Happy Hour is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter now known as X. And just let me know so we can highlight you because we want to hear more about the positive stuff happening. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to a year's worth of Happy Hour episodes here on Guardian Radio 96.9 with me, Deandra Cartwright. It has been a pleasure, and I look forward to pouring you a cup of happiness in 2026. This is Deandra. It's been a pleasure. Have a wonderful and happy holidays.